Now, media executive Kevin Backhurst, as you've been hearing, has been appointed as the next Director General of RTE. He'll take over the role from Dee Forbes, whose current term ends in July. Mr. Backhurst served as Managing Director of News and Current Affairs here at RTE until 2016. He's currently a Group Director at the communications regulator Ofcom in the United Kingdom. Let's speak to our arts and media correspondent, Sinead Crowley, who joins us now. A statement from RTE just in the last little while, Sinead confirming this appointment after approval by the Cabinet.
That's right. There had been intense speculation about this appointment. More speculation than would usually be the case, in fact, for, you know, boards like this one and for appointments like this one. But several names in the public domain and then some media reports about possible division in the RTE board over the appointment and so on. But today we have had confirmation that Kevin Backhurst, formerly of RTE News and Current Affairs, will now be back as the Director General. And in a statement, Shuni Rahli, the chairperson of the RTE board, did say that this was the unanimous choice of the RTE board.
So the chair of the RTE board then hoping that her appearance tomorrow at an Oireachtas committee will at least be able to give some news in relation to this appointment, which, as you say, had attracted quite a bit of publicity.
It had, but she has said today that this is the unanimous choice. And obviously they were unable to comment up until this stage because it was an appointment process and it was ongoing. But it is now absolutely confirmed and she's saying that this is anonymous or this is unanimous. Yes. So she will be speaking to the Oil Committee tomorrow. But again, that was a scheduled appearance. But it is, you would imagine that this would be under discussion, but at the same time, the decision is now made and the appointment is now confirmed.
What are the key challenges that will face them?
Financial. I mean, we've reported for many years over the issues facing RTE and RTE looking for reform of the licence fee, for example, and, you know, wanting more funding in that sense. Media has changed. As we know, the global media picture has changed. People aren't watching and consuming media the way they used to be, and that has a knock-on effect for the financial situation as well. So the whole of media is changing. People accessing news on their phones and so on, you know, not watching, listening to bulletins the way they used to. So these are well-known challenges, but they are accepted by Mr. Backhurst in his statement. He has said he realises RTE faces challenges and global competition, but he says that he is confident that he can deliver the change needed. And obviously he has experience from the BBC, from here in RTE as well. And he's also recently been working with Ofcom in the UK, which I think is interesting because he has dealt with issues including online safety and so on. So he'll be bringing all that experience to bear when he comes back here.
And what legacy does Dee Forbes leave her successor?
Again, in all of her media appearances, Dee Forbes has spoken about the financial challenges facing RTE, and there is no doubt that that is still absolutely acute. So that is what she has been speaking about right up until her last few media appearances, and is no doubt the major challenges that Kevin Backhurst will be dealing with when he takes over in July.
Sinead Crowley, thank you very much indeed for that.